I don't know, my dear friend. I'm just whipped. I got in at 2 o'clock, and then I've been up to Glassboro at 8 this morning, and I've had this president today, and I got to Costa Rica tonight. And
you're going to Costa Rica?
No, got him visiting.
Oh.
How's your little daughter with a broken leg?
Yesterday I was in Chicago, and a couple of fellas from California flew in to see me. And it concerned me some because there's been a change of percentages out there. And Kiko could be in trouble. I'm not sure. I hope not. But I've done the best I could for him.
Well, I haven't heard. I don't know a thing in the world about him.
Yeah.
They told me Bobby's going to get 55% of the vote. I don't think that's right, but that's what they're talking. They said he spent a little over $5 million.
Yeah. Did you see the great confrontation on Saturday?
That's the goddamnest thing. You know what they asked me? Now, don't you repeat this to the press, but they asked me. I was with 10 people.
Yeah.
Henry Ford and Lou Wasserman and a bunch of able people.
Yeah.
There wasn't one human in the room that would vote Democratic. Not one. When I got through, and I said to me, what about, what'd you think of it? I said, I think it made a lot of votes for the Republicans tonight, but I just it's the damnedest thing I ever saw.
Well, the press asked me about it today. I said it was an hour of the most amiable, unspecific, affable conversation, on which I waited 60 minutes in a long time. Say, the reason I called you was Henry Crown called me there.
Yeah.
He said that interdiction does not apply to that appellate court judge.
Oh, it doesn't, but I've got that one marked for 6 months for one of the members of the administration. I've been holding on.
Yeah, you got it marked?
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah, I just
I guess you'll be down to see him, maybe.
Yeah.
Going along line.
Just have to. I've had the commitment on that one for 6-8 months. That's why it hadn't been filled. I would like to do that, but I just can't put him in the district.
If he asks you, you can say
I'll tell him you'd come see me every day or two and talk to me about it, and I wanted to as much as I could, but that's not in the cards. I'm trying to get these interstate commerce commissioners and tariff commissioners and others up this week, and I want to get them confirmed during June. I particularly got this FCC thing.
I told you we'd go right ahead and clear them too.
All right. God bless you. Now, tell Norris Cotton, I don't know what the hell to do with his man.
He's not sure.
I know it, but I tried to help him, and I had a firm commitment.
I know you did.
But I'll help him some other way if he don't get caught through you.
Yeah, but I talked to him again about it.
You just tell him that he doesn't need to fall out with his president, because I'll try to help him some way through you, as you know I can do, and I do.
And he won't fall out.
And you don't have to tell me what to do. I do it. As you've observed, I told him today, though, that Dirk... Miss Everett. Bird was talking to General Westmoreland on the line. She grabbed the phone. I told him that Dick Daley and Ed Shriver started all these riots out there in Chicago, you know, the poverty program. And I said, by God, I didn't know he could get them going in Europe that quick. He got the call going the week after he got there. Now he got them going good in Oxford, and now he got them going in Italy.
Yeah, they got them going in Spain.
I'm going to export my riots.
Why not?
God bless you. I'll talk to you in a day or two.
Okay. Thanks.